This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to drive down this cattle market?
Well, one thing that's not helping us is the direction of the market, which has been negative for some time. We've also seen cash cattle trading a dollar or two lower in now not only the north but in the south. And we did see box beef today, $1.38 higher on choice, $1.01 higher on selects, moved 75 loads. Saw this made kill today of 110,000 head. We saw December and February live cattle and all the feeder cattle contracts today make new contract lows. The only good news is we bounced off the lows of the sessions much better in the feeders than the live cattle. December live cattle closed down $3.40, February down $2.17, but Jan feeders were down 97 cents, March feeders down 80, and February lean hogs 32 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 10th through 12th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars and trick riding shows with Melissa Navarro and Company. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours are 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
Tom, what's bringing some support in the grains?
I think we've got two things. One is our U.S. dollar has taken a hit today. Right now, it's down $2.30. As it's going down, the euro's going up. So that's one big positive. The other thing is our corn and wheat markets have been closed trading down there near their lows, if not on new contract lows. So I think we're seeing some short covering in the marketplace that's brought buying that helped pull the markets to the upside. So we saw today positive closes across the board. There was no big fresh market news out there. March KC wheat today closed 10.5 cents higher. July KC wheat was up 10 cents. March Chicago wheat 11.5 higher. March corn up 6.75. July corn up 6.5. January and March soybeans closed 5.25 higher today. And March cotton was up 45 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866 go to Tom.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.